This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, segment two of this fine program. On The Ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, half smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, incredible size. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, we have a fan on the line, but I wanted to point out something you said real quick. You said UNLV, we just stopped at the top 10, but if you go all the way down to 25, UNLV finished the season ranked 24th for the first time in their program history. I thought that was a good catch by you. Colorado was 25th as well. All right, let's bring on our fan, do our little trivia question for the day.
All right, we have Mark on the line. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. All right, Mark. You ready for this? And I had three questions. I told Jake in the break, I'm actually going to switch the one I was going to ask. It's not one of the tougher ones, but I went to the Outland Trophy Awards ceremony last night, so it seems more timely. So, all right. So this isn't as tough, but I still didn't know it until I found out last night. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
All right. So the first year they did, the main Outland Trophy Awards ceremony kind of happens in Orlando each and every year, but they started doing another one, an additional one where they fly in a bunch of guests and they honor people and they do several things with the Nebraska team winners, as well as bring in that year's Outland Trophy winner. This year was Kelvin Banks Jr. from the University of Texas, their left tackle. All right, but the first year they did this in Omaha, first time they did it in Omaha was 1997. Who was the Outland Trophy winner in 1997?
Aaron Taylor.
Oh, you got it. See, I good job. I knew it wasn't the tough one, but it was more timely. So I like that. Good job, Mark.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you for playing. We will do this again tomorrow. Give away more free stuff. All you got to do is call in. We'll have a little fun with the trivia question. The one tomorrow would definitely be a little bit tougher there, Jake, but he did awesome with that.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's the first Outland Trophy. I went to the, I wouldn't call it a banquet, but where they announced the semifinalists in December. It was pretty cool. Got to meet some guys there, but the one last night, obviously, it's more of a suit and tie affair, a large room, and you see all sorts of people from across the country. It's the who's who of Nebraska legends. You know, Coach Osborne was there. Charlie McBride received the Tom Osborne Legacy Award, so that was pretty cool to see. I mean, you know, he's a great coach. You know, 3-time national champ, defensive coordinator, defensive line coach. He put, I believe it was 31 guys that eventually played in the NFL, multiple guys drafted, All-Americans. In his last 4 years as a defensive coordinator, remember, he coached, I believe it was 3 years after Osborne retired. I think it was 3 years under Solich as well. His last 4 years being a defensive coordinator, his defenses, all four of those years, were top 10 in the country in the four major statistical defensive categories. When you're talking about points allowed, yards allowed, and the four major stats. It wasn't one of these, well, in the fourth quarter of the third game of the 19th, whatever, you know, and then you cherry pick some fancy stat. Like, it was like points per game, top 10 in the country. Yards allowed per game, top 10 in the country. Rushing yards allowed per game, top 10 in the country. So Coach McBride, and you could see when he, like, Jason Peter was there, Grant Wistrom, a lot of the legends were there. Terry Keneally was there. I'll forevermore remember him sacking Costa to end that national championship game versus Miami. Costa's once white jersey was just a pure mud brown, and I thought it was phenomenal. And he stands up and he's like pointing, doing the dance. That was great. Zach Wiegert was there, former Outland winner in his own right in 1994. He had on this nice suit coat and then just this bright red Nebraska shirt underneath. It was probably my favorite ensemble of the night. It was phenomenal. All right. And you could just see the love these guys had for Charlie McBride. All these years later, they were chatting afterwards, taking photos. It was very, very cool. You know, I walked in, and the first person I actually saw was Johnny Rogers. He comes up to me. He's like, Adam, can we take a picture? I was like, Johnny Rogers wants to take a picture with me? What the? Oh, this is awesome. And I was like, all right, only if you throw the bones, though. Ooh. And so he threw the bones. I threw the bones. I'll put that picture out on social media
tonight,
tomorrow.
He's usually a strictly Heisman pose guy.
Dude, I got him to do it. It was awesome. Nice. So I saw him taking pictures with obviously a bunch of other people. He was striking the Heisman pose, but with me, he threw the bones. I was like, that's pretty freaking cool. Let's see. Oh, and then Kelvin, we got a picture together. They wanted us to take a picture. And man, I about got him to throw the bones. And if I was more of an a-hole, I could have. So here's what happens. So they introduce us, you know, and it's interesting because he's like, oh, I have to take another picture. Then he kind of figures out, you know, I played, things of that nature. And then all of a sudden we start chatting, have a great conversation. They're like, hey, can we get a picture of you two? And so I look at him. I'm like, so I put up the bones in my arms. I go, hey, can you just put your arms up like this for this picture? And he does it. I'm like, oh, I can't do this to him, man. He's such a, seems like such a good dude. And I look at, cause I could have just said, snap, put it out on the internet, you know? And I was like, just so you know, this isn't like a Nebraska defensive thing. And he looks at me. I was like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. Like, I was like, I feel, if he chooses to, I don't feel bad, but I got to at least let him know. He clearly didn't know what it meant. And he puts the arms down, and it's like the longest 7 or 8 seconds. He's just debating in his mind, what am I going to do? He clearly doesn't know what the throwing the bones represents, but he knows it's a Nebraska defensive thing. And it obviously, it means way more than that. But for the moment, I just kept it short, describing it to him. And man, like, I could see just the inner turmoil as he's trying to make this decision that he knows is going to be a picture and who knows what goes on with that. And finally he goes, I'm going to do this. And he throws up the horns.
Ooh.
And somebody yelled at him, you should do it too. And I about fought that person immediately. I don't think so. But I was like, all right. I'm like, that's cool. So he threw up the horns. I threw the bones. And that was a pretty cool picture too. Amazing story with his mom. They actually did a story on game day. You know, she, you know, fought for her life basically throughout the entire season, was in a coma for a couple of months. She had a blood clot in her heart. And she's finally recovering from that, but she's not feeling any better. And they can't figure out why. And the doctors can't figure it out. And it's on YouTube if you want to go look up the whole thing. It's pretty cool. I actually saw her and his dad afterwards, seemed to be doing well. But they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her because the blood clot was gone. She'd come out of a coma. Everything should be okay.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And essentially, the dad was just having a random conversation with somebody, and the guy goes, yeah, man, I had all these symptoms, and he lays them out, you know, something he had been through, and the dad's like, that's the exact symptoms of my wife. Well, it turned out that this individual he was talking to, his gallbladder was leaking toxins into the system, which is going to obviously be a huge issue. And so Kelvin's dad goes and talks to the doctors. They do some tests. Sure enough, that's what it is. And ever since then, they've been able to address that. She's been doing a lot better. But no, with Kelvin, I was just like, man, I could have had a Texas guy throwing the bones, but it just didn't feel right. You know, I didn't want to take advantage of him like that. So I got a picture of him doing the hook 'em horns and I'm throwing the bones. I might throw that out on social media at some point. Yeah, dude, it was a pretty cool evening. That's the first Outland Trophy ceremony I've been able to go to, you know, living here in Nebraska since we moved here last summer. So that was pretty cool. But I thought that was kind of an apropos question. And as soon as I was like, no, it's going to be 97 Omaha, people are going to put together it's Aaron Taylor, so it won't be as tough. But I'll save the harder ones for tomorrow and maybe even Monday. All right, as far as those trivia questions. But let's Matt Rhule, having some fun with Paul Feinbaum. And you've probably seen this again. This was 2 days ago. I don't have a show on Wednesday, so my first chance to talk about this. So here's the tweet, and there's a video with it. We'll play the clip here in a second. Matt Rhule, what an amazing 2024 college football season. Congratulations to Ohio State football and Ryan Day. Looking forward to another exciting year of football in 2025 with everyone who makes this game so special, like my friend at Paul Feinbaum. Go ahead and roll that clip there, Jake.
Remember when?
I think four teams from this league should get in every year because this is the best league. This is the NFL of college football in my mind. That's not to diminish any other league. The SEC is amazing. These other leagues are great, but the challenge in the Big Ten is going to be really difficult.
Teams in the playoff. Paul, what do you think of that?
Matt, stay in your lane, okay? Job one, win enough games to get to some stupid bowl game. Don't worry about the
which
big
we
boys
did
because you're not one of them.
A few moments later.
Does the Big Ten own college football?
The answer, Greeny, is yes. The Big Ten at the moment owns college football, and there's no way you can say it doesn't. When you go back-to-back, that's generational.
So for those who don't know, some of you might, but for those who don't know, the original clip of Rhule saying, you know, the Big Ten Conference should get four teams in the college football playoff, which, by the way, we did, but it should be every year, and the Big Ten is basically where the big boys play, but, you know, where the best college football is played, and then Paul Feinbaum basically tells him to shut up, says stay in your lane, why don't you just try to go to a bowl game, which, by the way, we did and won. And then a few moments later was essentially after the season, because that all happened before the season, after the season. It was actually the day after the national title game, after the Big Ten went back-to-back with national championships. Basically, Paul Feinbaum admitting the Big Ten is the best conference in America. And Matt Rhule just having a little bit of fun. I love the way he did it, too. First of all, Paul, Coach Rhule keeps receipts, all right? But just listen to this. What an amazing 2024 college football season. Congratulations. Just such high class here by Coach Rhule. Congratulations to Ohio State and Ryan Day. Looking forward to another exciting year. This is exactly the voice that in my head as I read this. This is the voice as I heard it. Looking forward to another exciting year of football in 2025. I'm going to say all these nice things, and I'm going to say nice things about Paul, but take a little jab at the same time. I love this. I loved it. Looking forward to another exciting year of football in 2025 with everyone who makes this game so special, especially my good friend, Paul Feinbaum. I just thought that was a whole lot of fun. All right, Coach Rhule, keeping some receipts, having some fun. I like off-season Matt Rhule. I like in-season Matt Rhule even more when we win games, but off-season Matt Rhule is fun. I remember the old, he used to tweet out like a bunch of emojis, and we tried to figure out what it meant when he first got here. Like, I don't know. I thought that stuff was pretty cool. What'd you think of this, Jake, when you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, I hope people don't take it too seriously. I know some people thought, well, he was right about they only made a crappy bowl game or whatever. Okay, this is all just in fun and in a time to champion the Big Ten. But again, that's what, you know, the naysayers would say as well. You know, you can't talk if you're in the middle of the Big Ten and all that. But, you know, he was making a point about the Big Ten. So that was the point.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I just like the way he did it. Like, he did it much nicer than I would have. Like, if you've seen my tweets when I was poking fun at Lane and Paul, I was much more pointed. Like, where are you guys at? You know, and Matt's like, we're good friends and looking forward and congratulations. My good buddy, Paul Feinbaum. Like, the way he did it was so classy. It was so perfect. Then you get that little jab in right at the end. I thought it was great. It was all in good fun. All right, a couple of thoughts before we get out of here. Do you feel like, genuine question, do you feel like the Big Ten dislikes Nebraska more than other programs, Jake? It's a genuine question.
At times, I mean, I don't like to follow the fan theories, but at times it feels like scheduling or you know, not getting holding calls for 10 years or whatever that streak was.
Yeah,
I mean, I think there is a little bit of something there.
I don't know why it would be, though. They welcomed Oregon in with basically, like, other than Ohio State, a patsy schedule. All right, Texas goes to the SEC, plays Georgia. That's really it, gets a patsy schedule. I remember year one, I'm pretty sure we played, like, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, the Dolphins, the Raiders, and the Patriots was our Big Ten conference schedule that year. Like, okay, the reason I bring it up, and again, this is stuff from 2 days ago, but the Big Ten Network put a graphic on their screen of the teams with the most national championships in football in the Big Ten. Ohio State 9, USC 8, Michigan State 6. We got to fact check that one, by the way. Michigan State, what? Minnesota 4. Most of those are in the 30s. They won 3 in a row, by the way, at that point in time. Michigan 4. And I know They won a year ago, but I guess there were co-national titles in 97. I think their previous one was 1947. But no Nebraska. And I'm just like, are we for real? First of all, I don't buy the Michigan State of six national titles, just like I don't believe Illinois should be preseason number seven. Let's talk about earning things, ladies and gentlemen. But then Nebraska's completely left off the graphic. Like, okay, unintentional mistakes happen. I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But, like, the mistakes seem to be continually happening from the Big Ten towards Nebraska. What'd you say? We went 42 decades without a holding call at one point?
I think so.
Again, not a big deal. Just, like, little things add up to big things over time, and I just can't help but wonder. The refs and the Chiefs, they're in cahoots. The Big Ten and everybody else in the Big Ten's in cahoots against us, I tell you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. We're going to bring on ESPN. ESPN's John Keim, Commander Insider John Keim. We're going to talk a little bit of Commanders NFC Championship game versus the Eagles, Bills versus Patriots. He was there when I was there in D.C. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.